You've always been a pretty positive guy. Is it tough to be that way? I think you have 5 straight losing seasons now. Is it tough to stay positive?
No, it's not so tough to stay positive. It's still early, and offensively, we know that we're a lot better football team than what we played last week. So, you know, we expect ourselves to get a lot better, and, you know, this week coming up is just another opportunity for us to do that.
What's the feeling there with the new staff member thing? You guys feel like you got something building?
We do, and, you know, it started with, you know, most everybody being here for the off-season program through our OTAs and training camp. So, you know, we feel like, you know, we know who people are. It's just a matter of putting it on the field. You know, we got some young guys, but some capable guys are making big plays. So, you know, we're looking forward for it all to come together and, you know, play like the offense we know we can be.
Lee, is this a rebuilding year?
I don't think so. You know, we do have a lot of young players, but, you know, we have some guys who've been here for a while as well, you know, what it takes to win. So, you know, we rely on that type of leadership to, you know, help fuel this team and help bring the young guys along. But, you know, it's been a while since we've had a lot of success, so, you know, we don't look at it as a rebuilding year at all.
Lee, you've seen some quarterbacks in your day, in your time in the league. What do you think of Brian Brown?
Say that one more time, sorry.
So you've seen a lot of quarterbacks, I'm sure, in your days. What do you think of Brian Brown?
I like Brown a lot. You know, he hasn't been here very long, but when he came in, you know, late last year and got the opportunity to play, he plays with a lot of confidence. And, you know, he's obviously coming from Green Bay, he's learned under some greats up there. So he has a savviness about him that, you know, some players just don't have, so... you know, hopefully someday he'll get his shot.
Lee, are you and Trent Edwards, is your comfort level good, or how would you describe that relationship?
Our relationship is great. I think, you know, this year, you know, more than other year, he's playing with a lot more confidence. And, you know, when your quarterback is playing with a lot of confidence, and, you know, that filters throughout the team. But our relationship has always been good, and, you know, as we, you know, build our offense to be where I want to be, you know, he's going to have to continue to play that way, and I'll just try to keep being available for him.
Lee, what was happening with the offense last week with only 160-odd yards?
Well, I mean, it wasn't just one thing or another. The bottom line is we never really got into a good rhythm offensively, and, you know, it just showed, you know, we weren't able to, you know, be productive on third downs. We weren't able to take advantages of field position when we were in, you know, in their territory, things like that. So, you know, but we just never really got into a good rhythm offensively. And, you know, if you can't do that, then you really won't be successful.
Was that disappointing for you guys, considering how well the defense played?
Say it again.
Was that disappointing, considering how the defense played?
It was disappointing. I mean, for a number of reasons, but, you know, our defense did do a good job of, you know, keeping us in the game, giving us opportunities to, you know, try to score points, stay in the game, and win the game. But, you know, offensively, we just didn't execute very well at all. So, you know, we learned from that film. We'll put it behind us and, you know, try to get a lot better this week because we know we'll have to.
Lee, what do you think are Charles Woodson's greatest attributes as a defender?
I mean, he can just go down the list. I mean, he's smart, he's fast, he's quick, he's physical, and, you know, he has a good beat of, you know, what offenses are trying to do to him. So, and he does a great job in the running game, so he never really lets you relax. So you always have to be on your, you know, on your A game when you play against him because he's so active, run game, pass game, blitzing, he's all over the field. So, you know, he certainly, you know, the recognition that he got last year was well-deserved.
Lee, I don't know if you saw the play where he punched the ball out against the Eagles, caused a fumble. He's got a incredible knack for doing that. How much of a, do you have to just be extra conscious of protecting the ball when he's on the field?
Yeah, I mean, he's always done that. He's just he's a ball hawk. So, you know, whether the ball is in the air or in your arms, he's going after it. And, you know, I've seen him do it over the years, and, you know, we certainly make the rookies conscious of it, you know, throughout the game and, you know, anytime he's around.
Lee, what's it like playing for Coach Gailey, and what differences do you see with him from previous coaches?
He's a competitive coach, and, you know, he likes to get guys in position to try to win. That's the bottom line. You know, we haven't had an offensive mind around here in a while, so it's certainly a change of pace, the way he runs the offense, the precision that he expects with the offense. You know, I think that's, you know, that's just an attribute of how he is. He wants things to be perfect. And so, you know, for us, it's great to have someone push you so hard to make your offense better, because, you know, you got to score points to win.
Lee, playing with Terrell Owens last year, a wide receiver that's had some success in the NFL level, do you take anything from him? Did you learn anything from him moving forward in your career?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he was, you know, some of the things that he did, route technique-wise, running routes, you know, I was able to learn from him, and just talking with the guy day in and day out. You know, he's been around for a long time, been around a lot of different coaches, systems, players, quarterbacks, and, you know, just being able to talk to him and draw from his experiences and, you know, understand how, you know, it's always two different ways to skin a cat, but, you know, learning from him, you know, just being a savvy vet, it's all about being able to play the game, take care of yourself and play the game.
Is it quieter around there this year without him around, atmosphere-wise?
No, not really. I mean, he certainly brought, you know, his fair share of attention to the team. But, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, things didn't, you know, work out the way that they could have worked out with him being here. But for a number of reasons. But, you know, I think he was great to have here for me, for the city, you know, for everybody. It just didn't work out the way that we wanted it to.
Do you still have any strong ties to Madison and mean anything to come back and play in Wisconsin this weekend?
Yeah, I do have a lot of ties back in Madison. So, you know, coming up to this game, I certainly have a lot of people coming up to watch me play. I've only played up there a select number of times, but I certainly have some people coming up to watch and supporting from Madison. So it should be, I mean, it's always a great atmosphere, but I know there'll be some people there watching me.
What do you think the Badgers this year?
It looked good so far. So, got a big one coming up this week, so I'll certainly be watching it.